Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Here we are on the 80th day of the legislative session. This is the point where rumors begin to swirl as to the exact day that the legislature will adjourn. The Constitution sets the cap at 90 days every 2 years, but nothing says that it can't be shorter. Legislators typically try to adjourn a couple of days early in case they need to meet in special session for some unforeseen reason. If they go the full 90 days, then they'll adjourn on April 27th. But the talk now is possible adjournment on Wednesday the 24th. We'll see. It's just like serving on a ship. Rumors abound, but they're rarely right. In either case, the end is in sight, and this is when legislators get nervous. There are still lots of bills making their way through the process, but everything hinges on House Bill 2, the state budget. Once that bill passes, adjournment can happen quickly, and anything that's still in the process dies. We have several bills still in play, and two in particular that need your attention. Yesterday, we talked to you about two bills that have reached the governor: House Bill 239, opt-in for sex education, and House Bill 391, parental consent for a minor to get an abortion. We asked you to call the governor, and all indicators are that the calls and emails are flowing in. Please don't stop. Planned Parenthood has the governor's ear, and there's a good chance that he may veto these bills. If he does, we go to Plan B. Both of these bills have companion bills called legislative referendums that would bypass the governor and go straight to the people for a vote. These bills contain contingent voidance language so that if the governor signs the first two bills, then these die. Today, we need your help with two things. I hate to keep asking, but it's taken 4 months to get to this point. We're so close and we can't let up now. The first thing is to keep the pressure up on the governor. He needs to know that people want these bills. You can call him at 444-3111. That's 444-3111, and ask him to sign parental consent for abortion and opt-in for sex education. You can also send him an email by going to the Montana Governor's website and clicking on Connect. Remember, Planned Parenthood has the inside track. He won't listen to us unless we inundate his office with thousands of calls and emails. Wouldn't it be fun if he received so many calls that it shut down his phone system? Once again, that number is 444-3111. That's 444-3111. The second thing we need you to do is to contact the Republican members of the Montana Senate and ask them to vote yes on the same issues: parental consent for a minor to get an abortion and parental opt-in for sex education. We ask you to contact the Republicans to save time and energy. On the previous bills, the Republicans voted yes and all but one of the Democrats voted no. That, coupled with the fact that there are enough Republicans to pass the bills, means that our time is better spent if we focus on them. To contact the members of the Montana Senate, simply go to the legislative website, then click on Senate, then click Contact. You can either send an email, which will be delivered directly to their desk, or you can call and leave a phone message, which will be transcribed and placed on their desk as well. The phone number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. Once again, please ask them to vote yes on parental consent for a minor abortion and parental opt-in for sex education. It's up to us for the sake of our kids. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.